We're learning a little bit more about what a new restructured post office might look like. The Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General has released a white paper. It's called A Strategy for a Future Mail Processing and Transportation Network. Joining us with details from this report is David Iacobucci. He's the Deputy Director of the Risk Analysis Research Center in the IG's Office for the Postal Service. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Amy and Tom. Glad to be here.
And we are talking about the white paper that you've released, The Strategy for Future Mail Processing and Transportation Network, ostensibly giving us a bit of a sneak peek about what a new restructured post office might look like, at least from the mail processing and transportation side of things. Where did you even begin? I mean, it sounds like from the paper that I read, you had to wipe the slate clean and start from the very beginning as though building the Postal Service from the ground up, like hundreds of years ago.
Exactly. The Postal Service has four main functions that, and most people are familiar with the post offices or their city carrier or, you know, the postman. But supporting those two faces of the Postal Service is a real strong backbone, a very powerful backbone of processing and transportation capacity. There's about over 260 major processing plants that support those post offices and the carriers. Over the years, it's evolved over time. It's evolved from, like you said, for over the last hundreds of years to with growing mail volumes. Unfortunately, mail volumes are under siege due to, you know, economic conditions as well as the internet and electronic substitution. So we really had to start over from scratch in terms of what should the Postal Service look like in the year 2020 based on that future demand.
Okay, so give us some details on what it would look like.
Well, we found, this was self-initiated research, and we used some simulation modeling and we found that really the Postal Service would look like 135 major plants in the year 2020. That powerful backbone of processing and transportation would support the demand in the year 2020. Again, currently they have over 5 major plants per state. This would decrease that to about 3 per state.
Also, one of the recommendations in the conclusion part of your paper indicated that perhaps the Postal Service should start taking a closer look at how foreign countries are handling similar challenges with the Postal Service. What is it that we can learn from other nations?
Absolutely. Europe is a great laboratory for what the Postal Service can do in the next 10 to 15 years. They've experienced great liberalization in their posts. And the Postal Service, there are some, similarities between us and them. There's also a lot of differences in terms of population and use of the mail. But they've gone through this. German, the Deutsche Post, they've undergone really a strategic transformation, not just of their retail outlets, but their backbone of the processing. Royal Mail also is doing this today. And the Postal Service can, they don't have to start from scratch here. They can look elsewhere to find out really how to do the implementation.
We're speaking with David Iacobucci, the Deputy Director of the Risk Analysis Research Center in the Office of the IG at the Postal Service. So if it were possible, politically, I guess, to go from 260 plants to 135, what would the effect of that be on two things? One, the number of local post offices, and two, the number of postal employees.
Great question, and that's why we feel a strategy is a necessary complement to any implementation plan. It needs to be transparent and objective to really inform that debate. Obviously, when you go from 5 major plants in any state or any person's backyard down to 3, people are going to ask questions. And that's why a strategy is necessary to say, we're not just singling out anybody, any single plant. This is really to right-size the Postal Service network for economies. In terms of your two questions, this should not impact at all. This will not impact at all the 36,000 retail facilities. Now, one can look at that separately in terms of the local post offices and the carrier routes. But this, we really looked at the mail processing and the transportation backbone that supports that. So this by itself will not impact any local post offices. The second question, it will impact jobs and or relocation. Now, over the years, whether or not the Postal Service does this, they are shrinking work hours. They've gone from about 700,000 employees down to about 580,000 employees this year. So the pollsters are doing a good job of adapting to the change. We feel perhaps a more strategic transformation will be required by the year 2020. It would impact jobs. However, in the next 10 years, over half the postal workforce will be eligible to retire. And if done intelligently, we really feel that, you know, this could have a really limited impact on jobs.
Now, your report is very detailed. It is voluminous. It is an easy read, though. We will have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com. Before we let you go, though, there was one part of the report that really rang a bell for me, and that is the focus for the Postal Service needs to be different, focusing more on consistency of service rather than speed of service. What difference would that make?
That's actually an intriguing finding. We reached out to many stakeholders, the unions, the mailers, users of the mail, users of the network, and that's really a paradigm shift from the 1970s, where volumes are increasing. We need to get the mail out the door. We need to meet those service standards. We need to turn out the mail within my facility so it goes to the next facility so it can be delivered on time. This is a real significant shift. But with that, that might allow more efficiencies in the postal network, and yet still meet that, you know, service, that customer demand, and maybe it should be seamless from the ultimate customer, which would be you and me, the citizens.
David Iacobucci is the Deputy Director of the Risk Analysis Research Center in the IG's office at the Postal Service. Thanks very much for that update.
Thank you very much.
And you can learn more here, this entire interview, at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.